Hey there, and welcome to NG Unplugged. My name is Noah Garcia, or Noah G, and I am unplugged. So today, we're going to talk about ironing and how it pertains to leadership. So, iron power and leading with an iron mentality. So, let's get right to it. So, what is it that you know about ironing? Most of us know that it entails having an iron and an iron board, and of course the item that is going to be ironed. So right here I got my little trusty iron. See, we're going to get to ironing. So leaders of the world out there, leaders of your organizations, leaders of your company, leaders of your entrepreneur businesses, leaders all across, let's get to ironing. So first, let's talk about what an iron is. And most of us know, but we're going to recap and we're going to break it down and look at how it pertains to leadership. So get your thinking caps on. All right, so let's break it down first, an iron. So we all know that an iron needs a cord. Now we're talking about your typical iron that requires electricity, not those old iron skillets back in the olden days. Or if you have some sort of AI iron. But we're talking about your fundamental iron that has a cord. So the purpose of that cord, it's plugged into a source, and then energy is transferred from that source through the avenue of the cord. So this cord, as it pertains to you and me, is that it represents knowledge, it represents wisdom, it represents your skill sets, it represents everything that entails you and where you attained all that from that source. And so all that value is being transmitted, it's being increased, it's being through that core, through that source, into you, into your mindset, into your way of thinking, into who you are as a leader, as a person. So the iron also has a button or a slider that you push or slide to turn on and off. And in that, there's different levels, various levels that can start from your synthetics to your silks to your cotton, linen. So as you progress up, it's going to get hotter, the iron, depending on the material. So this represents how much energy, how much value you want to put out, how much energy value you want to radiate to your team, to the individuals you lead, to people you come in contact with. You're setting your temperature output. So that's the button slider. Of course, there's also the steam button, and there's various components that, you know, we could talk about the water, and we're not going to get into in-depth all of that. We're going to focus on the fundamental. So steam is needed depending on the level, again, the material you're working with, to low, medium, or high, the output of that steam. The steam plays an important role in that it helps moisturize the fabric and penetrates that material so that you can eliminate those wrinkles or set in those creases that you want. So this represents the degree of emphasis you want to put behind that energy that you're transmitting. So for example, you're using certain words like to your team, and these names are fictitious. Everything, the names or anything are made up, fictitious. So you go up to and say, "Hey Jim, I noticed you're a little behind today on your tasks. Is everything going okay? Now, notice how I used my voice. I know I'm soft-spoken and have a low tone of voice, but notice how I used it. And notice how, in this example now, how I'm going to change it. Hey, Jim, I noticed you didn't do your work. Are you falling behind or what? What's going on? So see, I'm putting out the energy that I want, that what I want to convey to the team, to that individual, but I change the steam level, I change the tone, I change the pitch behind it. So now let's look at the hot plate. The hot plate is where the heat and steam are transferred through, and it comes in contact with the material, the fabric. So this represents the vehicle of transmission. It represents the tools, resources, communication to funnel your energy, funnel that emphasis into and through those channels to the other person, to your team. So now we see the importance of the cord in the iron as it relates to leadership. We see the importance of the button, the slider, as it relates to leadership. We see the hot plate, the importance as it relates to leadership. So that's the construct that I would like to stay at as far as the iron. Now let's talk about the iron board. As you know, with iron boards, there's different sizes, shapes, colors, heights, but let's focus on the general use. What's the purpose of the iron board? It's where material is placed so that you can iron your clothes or other fabric material. So the iron board represents the environment that you create and facilitate for your teams, for the people that you lead, that allows for growth, for development, the coaching, the mentoring, all there. Now, if you were to use a bed, say you're traveling, there's no iron board, the iron board's broke, you can't get another iron board, you might need to use the bed, you might need to use a desk, the floor, put it between your mattresses to flatten them out, hang them in the shower so that the steam can help get rid of some of the wrinkles. There's different techniques, but they might not be as productive as using the iron and the iron board together. Also, what's important is the iron board cover, because with some iron boards, there's little holes in them. So if you're ironing, it's going to leave those dentures, indents in the material that you're ironing, and you don't want that. And so as it relates to the teams you lead, the people you lead, oversee, is that the iron board cover represents that, I want to use the thing called oomph, that extra that goes into that environment, whether that's celebrating birthdays, whether that's giving awards out quarterly, giving out recognitions, whatever the case may be, to facilitate positivity within your team. So that's that, go that extra step for the team. So all of that's important. And of course, there's the material that you're going to be ironing. The type of material is what dictates how you're going to use the iron, your approach to ironing. If you have silk, you're going to set your settings accordingly. If you have cotton, you're going to set your settings a little higher. You might use some more steam. So it's going to gauge all of that. So the same with your teams, the people that you lead. Each individual is unique. So one way of approach with one individual will not necessarily work with another individual. One approach with a certain team will not necessarily work with another team. Each individual is unique. Each team has their own team dynamics. So with the iron, as leaders and the thinking about the iron mentality, as we go about talking with the individuals day to day and the teams that we oversee, the organizations, your departments, companies, businesses, even your customers that you come in contact with, we gotta look at it like an iron and the iron board. In the office, in the work, whether you work at home, you work in the office, you're out on the road, that environment. And yes, there are other obstacles, other things that come into play with creating that environment. But we play a role in creating and facilitating as leaders those environments. So we have the environment and the teams are there, and we have our iron, we have ourselves, we represent the iron. And when we're interacting with those individuals, we gotta remember that, do I channel this value, this energy that I have? How much do I share with this individual? Are they ready at this level? Are they ready at that stage? Do I hold off and wait down the road, maybe a week, a few months, maybe a year, maybe a few years, as you see the development of your team, the growth of that individual? Because if you share all your value immediately, it might not be, it might be too soon. And so it's falling on a soil that is not ready yet to be planted. So now going back to the iron. So then we think about, okay, this is how much energy I'm going to put out with this individual, with this team. I need to be more stronger in my words to get a point across, or take back and be a little softer because of this individual. Now, I know different leaders are different. We have our styles, we have our personalities, and some of us are bold and frank and to the point, outspoken. Others are reserved and thoughtful and process and analyze and look things. But overall, the theme is knowing how to kind of work and use our personalities, use who we are within that iron mentality. And so then we have to also know that when we're working with those individuals, the teams, that this, the avenue of transference, are we going to provide them with a tool? Are we going to provide them with a resource? Are we going to use electronic communication, text, a letter, a memo? What style? And so we look at it all together with the iron mentality, and then approach it and get to ironing in that, on that iron board. We get to work in that environment, and as we're ironing, the wrinkles start to come out. And some material will take longer than others to get the wrinkles out. Some wrinkles are stubborn, and we ironing and we're ironing, we're there and there and there. We're like, man, can't get this a wrinkle out. What the heck? So the same with the teams that you lead. It can be frustrating at times when an individual doesn't grasp or is not taking full advantage of opportunities, or not taking action on ideas, and there's stagnation, there's idleness. So, in trying to, as a leader, to work out those wrinkles, sometimes we raise up our temperature, we raise out the level of our output, we use different avenues of transference, communication tools, we try different things. And sometimes as leaders, we can get frustrated that the wrinkles aren't coming out in the organization. The wrinkles aren't subsiding in your department. So then we say, you know, it's not working at this level. Let me up it to the max. And so we max out the output, we max out the heat, we max out, we throw like everything in the book that we know at this individual or at the team. And it's not productive, it's not effective. Why? Because we're going to end up burning the material. We're going to end up burning the iron's going to get stains on it and it's going to get burn marks. So the same with when we do it toward people, when we do it toward teams, we're going to end up maybe hurting somebody, causing somebody to leave your organization, your company, your department that's going to resent you. And then you're going to have burn marks on yourself as that iron, or maybe it's going to affect you because then you're going to hold resentment. You might get upset and hold a grudge and react in a certain way that might end up coming back on you as a leader. So remember the iron mentality and the importance of leading and thinking in that way. I'm not saying we're going to think that way all the time. There's various styles, methods, and stuff. This is just one approach to look at differently that's thought-provoking and say, man, Noah, next time I go to iron, next time I use an iron, I'm not going to think of this iron the same way. So, just wanted to touch on that. We could talk about the water and how the water makes a difference because when you put the water in and fill it up, that you need distilled water versus water from the sink because of the minerals and all that, and how it can get inside and corrupts the inward parts, which is us. So we got to be careful on the type of knowledge, on the type of skill sets, the learning, the education that we input into our mind, into our mindset, because then that's going to affect the way we output our steam, our heat. And then also the level of the water. Make sure that we have that water reserved. When we see it getting low, it's time to replenish it. So, I wasn't going to talk about it, but hey, now we know the importance of the water, the type of water as well. So, remember the iron mentality. So, remember, as leaders, there's so much noise out in the world today. There's so much noise in your sector, in your business world, in if you're a teacher, in your school setting, wherever you may be, in your sales department, out in the community, there's noise everywhere. So, as leaders, you can find yourself, losing and seeing that, hey, do I really value? Do I matter? Am I truly making a difference as a leader? And so then the doubts start coming in and different things. But remember, leaders, that you have value, you matter. And no one, I mean, no one can take that away from you. So recognize your value and help others in the midst of that noise find their value. So, subscribe to my channel. Like or dislike this channel. Leave a comment down below. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, my website, on Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat. On my podcast, on my LinkedIn, and leave your comments. Oh, and I'm also on Amazon. The link's down below. So, I thank you for your time. I thank you for fully watching this video and my previous videos and my future videos. And I look forward to continuously growing with you, evolving. Remember, no leader is perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to have faults. But keep pressing forward and overcome towards success. Thank you. Until next time.